It's something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
We don't have time for any hot releases. That's insane.
Oh, but he puts them all through. Oh.
I'm just giving him heat. Is there anything good to bring up? No. Nothing at all? Really? No. Nope. I'm going to take your word for it. Because there really probably is.
I mean, some of Brett's music maybe, but I don't know.
Anything
it
weird?
Like.
Yeah. Let me see. What do you got?
How about Assfix?
Well, that I want to hear. Assfix, that's a thing.
Not spelled how you think.
Oh. Like asphyxiate?
Yes.
Tesla's. Knights Templar stand.
Not so bad yet.
I like it. The worst thing you can do is teach a dude who sings like that the word monastic. He's using it.
This is LARPing music.
I thought it was going to sound a little like Terror, but now it's kind of like,
music I love.
All right, how about...
I'm not a big fan of the singer.
No.
How about the Dead Daisies?
All right.
Holy Crowned is the name of their album.
Off to another good start.
Yeah.
Does he ruin it?
I don't know.
Yep.
Yeah, oh my God, look at that dude. Hey, Pete Cummings on the guitar.
Save. This gives hope to all those 45-year-old guys who haven't put the guitars down. They're old.
It's Neanderthal singings.
Now I know why they're called the Dead Daisies.
Yeah, because they passed away years ago. Nobody told them. Is it Gene Simmons or the Night Stalker himself? Who's singing?
The Ghost of Eddie Van Halen.
Carmine and Peace?
I think when you look that much like Richard Ramirez, you don't wear the glasses.
Yeah, that seals it.
Has he got the pentagram on his palm,
no
too?
No kidding. I like this. John Gordon is actually masturbating right now. So.
I liked it when it originally came out in 1987.
That's a good point. That is a little dated, but I kind of like it.
Catchy.
It's the voice that makes it sound old. The music's
geriatric
not
metal.
And the last one I have is
Silver Central Metal.
Vardruna Kvitraven.
Vardruna Kvitraven. White Raven. We have Vardruna.
There she is.
That's how a raven sounds like. Yeah, I guess it is.
Crackles.
All I think ravens sound like.
Big trust, big trust. I got a concussion. Big trust.
Oh, the raven crows.
I think I'd rather listen to Big Trust.
Yeah. This song is 6.5 minutes of this.
That lady yelling?
Yeah, because this is 4.5 minutes in.
It's like Enya of metal.
It's Viking.
Ugh. Bingo.
Viking music.
Man, that's terrible.
Big Trust. White Raven, Big Trust.
So that's it.
Locker
and if
room.
You're on Netflix, you can go
I'm
watch So My Grandma's a Lesbian, Season 1.
On Netflix?
Yeah, but it's Spanish with English subtitles.
I'll watch that.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to get their head hurt.
Yeah.
I hurt my head in the third period. I'm going home early.
Well, here's your trailer.
Big Trust.
I hate Lamar Jackson. Oh, this is My Grandma's a Lesbian in Spanish?
¿Y tú?
¿Y tú?
Picasso, la fiesta de compromiso es este viernes y necesito tu ayuda con mis suegros. Son pro-Brexit y ultra-religiosos.
¿Qué picas?
Yep, yep, yep.
Fast forward to the bean slam.
The beans.
That wasn't racist. They slamming beans.
¿Sabías que la yaya...
Que la yaya...
Eva.
Como se enteren los
padres... Oh, she just did the scissors with her fingers.
Manipularla.
Mira, mamá, hay cosas que...
Hi, Stuart.
Mi abuela, que está muy mayor y está sola.
I can't... I'm not following any of that.
They're not hot like the ones on Telemundo either.
Wow. Well, we just figured out what Brett does with
the
his weekend.
The ones.
Well, with, right, my, with my neck
with that
massager.
Neck massager.
That's right.
Ay, Dios mío. Italian and Spanish, pretty close language. Yeah. You could probably pick
close
up
enough.
A few. Yeah, there is something going on there. Whatever that Telemundo, they've corralled all the incredibly smoking hot Mexican
guys. Oh, yeah.
Oof. If that was busting over the border, we'd open that wall up every day. Biden's right. Let them all in.
Mets GM wouldn't be able to work in
no,
Telemundo.
God, no. No. You'd be sending a lot of pictures of people's penises. And again, a good lesson to all the rest of you kids. If you're going to throw dick pics out, make sure it's not yours. I find that fascinating. He's fired. Cubs could use a good GM. They're not doing anything with their guy, so.
Might as well.
Yikes.
5 years ago, maybe he was running around New York with Anthony Weiner at the time. They were
Weiner was dumb enough to throw his face in his
not even.
Pick.
Yeah, careful. He was doing full.
You're paving the road.
Oh, is he doing one?
You're paving the road.
Coming? It's coming.
I'm not.
Yep.
Yeah, you are, because that's your right beady eyes shift. Don't.
But you brought up the don't. Point. Weiner was showing working out. What?
You're going to do a dad joke. We all smell it.
No.
We can see it
We
coming.
All smell it. Your little beady eyes start
the
darting
golden,
around.
The no, golden road.
That is crazy. Nope.
You
not
his
old
dad.
Not today,
he is holding
John.
It in.
Yeah, Weiner lies. He's holding Weiner in his mouth right now.
Plenty do.
Yeah. You ready?
Plenty do.
Go ahead. You. It's killing you.
No.
All right.
He needed the rest of the setup.
It's going to fall out. Yeah, we crushed his setup. There's no reason to bring up Anthony Weiner unless you have
Why
a
not? It's right around the same time, isn't it?
What?
No.
I've lost my years.
5 years ago?
Yeah. You said
yeah.
Done with this guy.
In the Weiner Gate about 5 years ago?
Man, 52nd Street is getting – there's blockades for your stupid joke because we see it coming.
I got nothing.
There's going to be a parade. That Cranapple dude on his skateboard is riding ahead of us. We see this parade coming.
Weiner was 2010, 2011.
Yeah. All right.
Nowhere near where you wanted to set this joke up. That's no, disturbing. God, they're just plodding along like at-ats. Comes one of Brady's jokes, everybody. We got 45 feet away. We have exactly a day to get away from it.
Here comes a dad joke. Nope.
It was in there. Now I want to hear it. Go ahead.
You.
I changed my mind. I don't want to hear it. It's going to be awful. It's time for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com. I keep waiting for you to just puke it out. It's coming. Oh. Don't do what I just now. Stop it.
I got nothing. There's
all right.
No.
That stupid little mumble. That's when we know.
It's a big enough. No, you're making me think of more now.
Don't. Don't do it. ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. And they had their seminar Friday night. Brett and I get a little taste of that on Wednesday. Get a little more gun retention training there for all you people who are carriers of guns, not disease.
Both.
Please. Carriers of disease not welcome, especially at this time. They've got all sorts of stuff that they do when you join up that these seminars are incredible. And we'll teach you that this veil of security you've got on your hip in your holster – you're going to be put in situations go, well, what would you do? You've got a gun. Let's see what you do with it. And like, holy Moses, you don't realize how fast things happen. And you might not be able to get that gun out. And when you do, you got to be sure that you don't lose it in the process. And a lot of people trying to get it from you. It's unbelievable. They got that. Not to mention the self-defense training that they've got is just unmatched. The scenarios they create are so incredible and realistic. Your adrenaline will go through the moon. You have not. I was with Kevin Ray last night. We were talking about because he's a member now. And he's like, man, I'm just dying to get back in there. My schedule's been so crazy. So he went back a couple of times. He's loving it, and he's just a fitness loony. Kevin is just a solid mass of muscle. He's not a big guy, but he's just in shape, just ripped. And he loves it. So all the working out he's done in his life, this is a blast. It just changes everything. You want something fun, challenging, it's going to get you in shape and actually teach you something, and then reactdefense.com, that's the only place you need to go. Learn yourself some Tactical Black. And while you're at it, go to tacticalblackvault.com and check out all their incredibly cool TAC merchandise that you can grab right there at the store up in Phoenix. They're in Phoenix. They're in Glendale. They're in Chandler. They got you surrounded. What you going to do? ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black Brady Entertainment.
Some lady named Jody Thompson bought one of those Gwyneth Paltrow goop vagina candles.
Okay.
Oh, man.
And she lit it.
Right.
And the thing exploded.
Right.
Squirting flames all
it's
over the
squirter.
Place. It's a squirter.
Yeah. That's right. Thank
you. But it shot flames that. All.
We all saw it. He's on a roll right now.
Said
his
it
brain's
exploded.
Working.
Yeah. And now there's been no respond from Goop, whether or not the candle exploded or not.
I would venture to guess that once it's out of the factory, Goop is no longer responsible for what happens when you light it on fire. Because you can put firecracker in there. You can put something else and claim it was them. It's too easy to mess around with a candle and then blame the Yankee Candle Company.
Vogue put a list together of the most unusual celebrity baby names.
Pirate.
Lyra Antarctica, daughter of Ed Sheeran and Cherry Seaborn. You got Daisy Dove. That's Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry's
daughter. That's not so bad. Daisy's a normal name.
Luna Simone.
Well, they're going to throw in...
John Legend and Chrissy Teigen's daughter.
Jonathan Davis's kid's got to be on there, right? The interstitial
pirate. He's not on the, list.
Raider, whatever. Okay. What was his name?
You got Apollo Bowie Flynn, Kingston James McGregor, and Zuna Nesta Rock, the children of Gavin Rossdale and Gwen Stefani.
Okay, what gets canceled faster, Young Rock or the Kenan Thompson Show?
Young Rock.
Oh, my God. Are lonely housewife mothers that desperate that they can't just watch Fast and the Furious and then pretend that's their husband? Now they got to see what their teenage kids could have been, too? Who's interested in the life of Young Rock? Other than like a 48-year-old woman who's just like, I hate my life. I hate my teenage kids. I'm in love with The Rock, so I'm going to rub my bean to him as an adult.
I'm Young Rock.
And then I'm going to go back to eighth grade with him. Yeah, Young Rock. And watch his amazing ascent to the world wrestling. You forget that's where he was for years.
Family, generations. Brett, you'll like this one. Right. Brides.com put together the 100 most requested wedding songs of all time.
All right.
What's number one, Brett?
Oh, man. Probably maybe right. At Last.
At Last.
I was thinking that. Like that's that, too.
Yeah. At Last has got to be up there. Marry Me from Train.
There.
Oh, wow.
Righteous Train. Brothers.
They put number 10, they put Party Rock Anthem.
Oh, for just the what? Not necessarily
for
that. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, Usher, yeah, has got to be on there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You got Happy.
Pharrell.
Oh, the Chicken Dance.
I want to dance with somebody.
He's either having a stroke or he's trying
chicken
to tell me Chicken
Dance.
Chicken
is probably in the – I don't have the all 100. I just have the top 10.
The Electric
that
Slide.
That would be up there. The Cha-Cha Slide, DJ Casper.
Yeah.
I'll Be, Edwin McCain.
I'll Be. See, that goes into, like, the ceremony. The,
yeah,
kind of
you're
too,
crazy
yeah.
in love.
I can think it's a crazy end.
Can't Stop the Feeling. Justin Timberlake was number three. Uptown Funk, number two. And then I got a Feeling. Black Eyed Peas was number one, according to this list.
Let's Get Retarded isn't that one of the songs? Well, only if the wife's pregnant. Like, you can't dance too hard. Be careful. Send the wrong message there.
This Pearl Jam cover band got a letter. From Pearl Jam.
Knock it off.
Yeah, little cease and desist order. They're a little bent out of shape because they call themselves Pearl Jam, but they with two M's on the end of
Pearl Jam.
Yep. And they sell merchandise and all this.
Geez.
And they pointed out, it's like, wait a minute, no one has ever confused us, you know, our merchandise with your stuff, our band with your stuff. They also brought up the fact that Matt Cameron – was in junior high, he was in a Kiss tribute band, and he liked the fact that he got a cease and desist.
Yeah, but he never sold any of my things, Brady. When Eddie Vedder speaks, people listen, and if you're wearing a Pearl Double JM shirt, you're in big trouble with us because we're all so dicks.
And they're pointing out the fact that isn't this kind of what you stand for, the corporate world? That
only if the money you make goes to save the rainforest. That's all I care about. I seem to recognize your lawyer's desk.
Better watch it. Old Jerry's going to come in here. Right?
Yeah. I know. Generally, I figured he was running down the hallway by now.
If you ever saw a guy in a Pearl Jamama shirt, you'd know, hey, that must be some weird cover band.
No, people don't know. They can't spell. We've been all over this great world. Too many stupid people.
Well, since the cease and desist, you'll see a bunch of Pearl Jamama shirts in South Africa next year or something.
Loads of them. Yeah, all those little African kids running around with Pearl Jamamas. Or Pearl Jamma Jammy Jam. Brady, finish your dad joke. I was curious driving.
I know I didn't have one.
Please tell me a wiener joke. Spit the wiener out of your mouth, Brady.
Do it.
Thanks, Eddie.
Remember, Pearl Jam loves you. We're grassroots, but we'll sue your ass till you have no idea. As a fan, we hate you.
Out into the big corporations.
We don't like those tributes to us. We'll sue you.
We did a whole night when we rated 10. We dressed up and all that. We made money. Pearl Jelly, we called ourselves.
I'm calling Eddie.
Pearl Jelly, that's not right. You know what the difference between jam and jelly is?
Sure do.
You?
No.
I can't jelly my
down your throat.
Oh. Wow. Toledo, where's the alarm? Where's the alarm?
Spotswood.
Brett has no sense of humor. I'm
leaving. Yeah, man.
Sorry. Eddie told the joke, for God's sakes. Come on.
I'd have rather heard Brady's wiener joke.
No way. That's a great joke. I told that to a kid's television host once. We're out of here. Let's get out of here. Larry's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a fantastic Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. 98.3.